This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round three recap for this week's 3M Open. Joining me to break it all down, Greg Ducharme is here. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Rick. How's it going? Happy Saturday to you. Quite a day out there. Beautiful weather as they got round three done in, just in time. So after yesterday's little rain delay, they're right back on schedule and all is well.
Yeah, happy Saturday. It's pizza night in the Gaiman household. Pizza after this. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we usually this is a night we commonly will do. We'll go somewhere and there's food trucks.
Oh, love that. Because then there's options for everybody.
Yeah. Very common.
It's so hard to get the agreeance, right? Where it's like, oh, okay, we're gonna go out and like, oh, well, I want this. I want food trucks. You know, you go bunch of food trucks there, everybody get whatever you want.
You know, I always thought when I had kids that everybody was going to eat whatever the meal was.
Joke's on you, bro.
That won't happen in my house. Then now I'm the guy that says, pick your battles.
Yeah, pick your battles. Exactly right. Smart man. Well, let me see if you have heard this before, because we've got, for the second week in a row, a guy with a big lead through 54 holes who is trying to, let's just say, change the trajectory of his career. And that is, this time around, Lee Hodges. Let's go back to post-pod last night. Remember, they had the weather delay. We came on early. We said, okay, they're going back out. Hodges might be able to get, you know, one or two more coming in. Well, he made birdies on four of his final six holes last night. And then he followed that up today, Greg, with a 5-under 66. Lee Hodges is lapping the field, five shots clear of everybody else.
Yeah, he is lapping the field. I was going through this round, watching him play today, and early on it was a little shaky with the driver. And, you know, again, well, before I get to that, last night was... it felt predictable in some ways. We mentioned Hideki Matsuyama at the Masters, that kind of situation where you just end up with these great conditions and your closest chasers are really done. Hideki actually, ironically, was the guy who could kind of chase him, and he went the other way last night as well as today. Yeah. So that was kind of surprising, but Lee did exactly what he needed to do last night with that golden opportunity. And to end up, he had a 4-shot lead entering the day today. It's now up to 5. And early on in today's round, it was a little shaky with the driver. You know, a couple of loose tee shots, and I wasn't really sure what we were going to get. He had a 3-putt at the 9th hole, which was kind of a little shaky. But when he got on that back nine, boy, the iron play is incredible. I mean, he is flying it right at the flags every single time.
The stat combo, Greg, first on approach, third in putting. That's the high ups. That's how you lead by 5, right? You are top 5 in those two categories, you are stuffing everything and you're making all the putts.
And he did it today, you know, once he kind of got the driver figured out, he hit all the greens. He was never really in any trouble. And it was either safe or close, which is exactly how you want to play. It's safe or close. So and a day where you enter the round with a 4-shot lead and you go out there and you're the second best iron player in the field all day, you know, he's second today in strokes gained approach and 18th in putting. He's first and third for the week, but you do that on this day. That's really impressive on a Saturday with a big lead, 4-shot lead.
Yeah. Sleeping on a 36 hole lead and going out and doing that, have a day. Lee Hodges, second year man out of the University of Alabama, has never had a PGA Tour win. He's never had a PGA Tour runner up finish. So trying to get a couple of things knocked off the list here. And Greg, I'll tell you what, if you were a little golf god fairy and you flew into Lee Hodges' room tonight and said, "Hey, Lee, you want to sign for 20 under right now?" Think he should take it?
JT Poston is 5-back. I'd worry about that.
You'd worry about JT Poston 5-back?
But then, you know, it separate. You got Finau 6-back and then Badly 7-back. And Sam Ryder, Keith Mitchell, Bill, like your group, the Peloton, to go back to the Tour de France analogy, the Peloton is like 8-back. So I might take it. I have a strong consideration. It's not like everybody's 5-back. You know, there's one guy that's 5-back.
I would say, where would you like me to sign? And I'll take it right now. I think it guarantees you, first of all, I think it guarantees you third or better. Absolutely guarantees you third or better.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
JT Poston would have to shoot a fourth consecutive 66, which is not a gimme. Finau would have to shoot a 6-under 65. I'd take it.
Yeah, those are doable. But again, this is just like what happened last week at the Open. It has to be those two guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like there's a group of 10 and one of them has to shoot 65. It's like it has to be JT Poston or Tony Finau.
The other thing I'd be a little bit worried about if I was Lee Hodges is how much water is on this golf course, right? I mean, did you see
something? That's part of the reason why I'd take it.
Yeah, exactly. Some of the numbers that were put up on like 18 today. I mean, Ludvig Åberg made a 9 on 18 today.
Yeah.
And like just out of the blue, like rolling along, no problem, 2-under par, makes a 9 on 18.
I mean, there's what, 10,000 lakes out here?
At least.
Or is that the whole state?
I don't know. Who knows? Augusto Nunez made a 12 on number 9 today. I mean, there are like that would worry me. Right. So I'm signing on the dotted line.
The little bit of errancy that he showed off the tee early today, it was impressive how he bounced back from that. But I'll tell you, if that happens again tomorrow, it will feel very different. Very different. You know, I was. And you and I both, Rick, we talked about it last week with Brian Harman. We were so sure that he was going to do it. And part of it is because of what he does. Right. He is not going to, if this were Brian Harman in this situation, I would say, well, you know, he's going to shoot under par. Right. He's not going to hit it in the water.
Right. Yeah. Royal Liverpool was such a great setup for Brian Harman.
And there's some similarities to that and this. Not in the style, the look, the way it plays. It's just the penalty for miss is the similarity.
Yes.
And I don't think Lee Hodges has developed the same level of trust with his accuracy off the tee as Brian Harman. And that's no disrespect to Lee Hodges because there are very few that have. So if he can stripe it the way he striped his irons, this will be a complete lap. But if it gets a little, you know, squirrely off the tee early, that's where I'd start to worry.
5-shot lead heading into the final round for Lee Hodges. Let me reset and go back to earlier in the day here because we had ourselves a legitimate 59 watch. Kevin Yu, one of our favorites, Greg, goes out in 29, birdies 10 and 11. What is the earliest? So that's 8 under through 11. That is absolutely 59 watch on a par 71, because you just got to get to 12 under. You've got four more. You got to get four more under par, and there's two par fives ahead of you. That is absolutely 59 watch. But is that the earliest you can be on 59 watch, like the 11th hole, 12th hole?
I don't consider 59 watch. You know, 29 doesn't put you on 59 watch.
Agreed.
It's way too early.
And it happens. Obviously, it happens way more frequently than guys shoot 59.
Right. Right. I mean, I happen to. You still got to go shoot 6 under on the next 9, right? It's like you're halfway there.
Right.
You got to play another great 9. So it's hard to do. But once you knock off 2 on 10 and 11, I don't think you can go any earlier than 11.
I actually think it's sick, because I know the likelihood was really low for him to shoot 59. But him standing on the 12th tee was probably the best chance to shoot 59 that I can remember in a long time.
Well, the other thing too, Rick, is you have a drivable par 4.
Yeah. So 12, right. First off, 12 is playing, 12 is a 5 playing a quarter stroke under par, one of the easiest holes on the golf course. 13 is a long par 3, but it's playing under par. 15 is under par. 16 is way under par. 18 is even par, but a lot of guys, there's a ton of birdies.
Big numbers. Right.
You know what I mean? So it's almost like he obviously was not a favorite to shoot 59, and it was probably less than like 2% to do it, even on 12th tee, maybe even less than that. But that's a ton. That's actually a ton in this scenario.
Yeah. I mean, you could argue, you'd say it like that, he should have shot 59. The
back nine's a stroke easier than the front nine is. What, this guy stinks.
This was incredible. What he did on the front nine was unbelievable. Hooping everything. He couldn't not make a birdie, whether he was going to hit it close or make the putt. It was really cool to watch. But you mentioned 12. 12's where it all unraveled.
I know.
I mean, this whole round unraveled with a 4-foot, 9-inch birdie putt on 12.
Yep.
I mean, that's probably where he's really, that's his closest moment to 59, standing 4 feet away for birdie. Yeah. I wonder if he thought about it.
Yes, guaranteed.
Right. I mean, that's what it looks like, because look what happens after. So he misses the 4-foot, 9-inch putt at 12. On the very next hole, he has 6 feet for par and misses it. Mm-hmm. At 14, he has 3 feet, 3 inches for par, mm-hmm, and misses it. Mm-hmm. So he makes bogey there. It all goes downhill right after that one.
Yep.
It's just an unbelievable game.
He was standing over that putt doing the math. He's like, okay, this will get me to 9 under. And then I've got to get right. Like, that's exactly what was happening. Also, for those of you who don't know, like, the Kevin Yu stuff is cool because he's a flusher who cannot putt. And if you go look at like the Arizona State record books, it's like John Rahm, Phil Mickelson, Kevin Yu in like every category, which is awesome.
Right. And that's why we talk about him a lot, because he's shown that ability on tour too. But boy, is he in high company with his college career and that legacy. So I hope he kind of finds the form, I guess. What's he projected at in the
87
with the T, and he's in tied 11th right now.
Yeah. So could he get up to, you know, he can give himself a chance at this.
Yeah, because he's got to get to the front of the peloton, right? You know, you get back, you get up to a T5, and you have a real chance next week to get in. So
remember, he missed. He was hurt. He missed. He didn't play from Pebble Beach to travel. He missed 4.5 months. The fact that he's even remotely close to making the playoffs,
you can't do that anymore. Like, in the future, when you don't have fall events, you can't miss that much time. You're not going to be able to get enough points to get into the top 70 from January to August. I mean, it's really tight at the in that top 70 number is really tight. So, I mean, guys, you think you're going to see more major medicals? I mean, I was saying I think it, and I'm also asking you, But I almost think if you're going to miss a month, you know, or more than a month, you probably got to take a medical.
That's, I hadn't thought about that. There's definitely going to be ramifications and you know, shockwaves that I have not considered. And that's a good one. Yeah. All right. We will talk about the two guys with the best chance to catch Lee Hodges. We'll look at the betting odds. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
Now, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.
And we're back. The man closest to Lee Hodges, though five shots back, is JT Poston. Very consistent week. 66, 66, 66. This one here on Saturday was bogey free. And Greg, another seemingly good finish for JT Poston coming. His last four, T6 at the John Deere, T6 at the Scottish Open. He made the cut at the Open, finished T41. And now he's looking for another strong result here in Minnesota.
38 straight holes without a bogey.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good. It looks really simple for JT Poston right now. It feels like, and we talked about this yesterday too, it feels like a great golf course for him. It is so strange because it kind of looks like a John Deere Classic, feels like a John Deere Classic until you look at the lakes. You know, and you see guys make really big numbers. We don't really see that at the John Deere, but once your ball's in the fairway, you know, it kind of has that feel to me anyway. And he's performing like it is. So it's been great to watch. Again, when he starts to hit the ball really well, he racks up high finishes because his putting is really consistent. Even though he lost strokes today putting. He still managed to put together a great day because that swing is pretty easy right now.
He's setting himself up for a pretty decent run here. So he entered the week 60th in the FedEx Cup standing. So that's not like super comfortable within the top 70, but it's inside, right? And he's projected right now at 40th, which would be a lot more comfortable. Top 50 would be into the second leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs. So JT, obviously a ton to play for, but he's kind of in that spot where he can secure a deep run into the playoffs here.
Right. I think 60, if you end this week in 60th, you're safe. To get into
you think it's that?
Yeah. Yeah. Because look, 10 guys have to pass you. So,
yeah. And I always keep forgetting because at the beginning of the year, like, you know, 50 points goes a long way. At this point in the year, 50 points isn't that big of a deal. You know what I mean?
It's hard to get, right? There's only, so 10 guys have to pass you. There's only 10 spots in the top 10, right? The points start to fall off really quickly. So they can't.
How about that analysis? There's only 10 spots in the top 10.
technically there's more.
Technically there's an infinite limit, amount, right?
Yeah. Well, you know.
156.
156, yeah. T10. but you get my point. Everybody isn't going to pass you. So now if you lose four spots this week, now all of a sudden it's a little dicey. But what he's doing now, he can start to turn his attention to, you know, not making it into Memphis, but getting into designated events for next year by making it to the BMW, getting to East Lake, which seems like every PGA Tour player's number one goal at the start of the year, get to East Lake. So he's really, this changes the script on things with, you know, with a top five finish. I think he's in a good spot to win, by the way.
I'll tell you what, as much as I think Lee Hodges has this thing, I would not be all that surprised. I mean, JT Boston has been great. You know, Lee Hodges in a big spot could shoot even par or one over. I don't know. Or JT Boston could just get into a play. I love the way he's playing. I
do too. Yeah. It's, you know, he's been really smart with it, managing his way around this golf course. He's been driving the ball well. And he's taken advantage of opportunities. When he gets a wedge in his hand, he's hitting it close. He's making his mid-range putts. He's doing everything right. And he has a great disposition about him. I don't get the sense that tomorrow he's going to go in and put a ton of pressure on himself. So he's the guy that I'd be looking at other than Lee Hodges.
The third man is Tony Finau, who, is safely, don't worry about the FedEx Cup playoffs for him. He entered the week 10th. He's projected 9th. All good for hunky Tony. He is 6 shots back, a 67 on Saturday. Greg, the one thing I want to point out is his putting. He is gaining over 4.5 strokes putting this week. It is 5th for the event. That is a pretty big difference considering he lost at least 2 strokes putting in 6 of his previous 7 starts. So that is kind of, when you look at the stat profile, that's the one really big thing that jumps out over this little bit of a mini slump from Tony Finau this summer. So to see him back gaining this many strokes with the flat stick, I think is obviously a good sign.
Yes, definitely a good sign. You can still see, some signs of streakiness. You know, he missed one that I think was like 3 feet 9 inches today at one point, but is obviously holing a lot of putts as well. So he's feeling confident with it. And now, typically, that's not a recipe to hold on heading into tomorrow. But when you're in this position and you're sitting 6 shots back, you need a putter that's streaky and you need to hit it on the high side. Obviously he's going to have to fill it up tomorrow. So it's good that he's showing comfort on the greens. And I think that's a really positive sign. Also, you know, since his win in Mexico, when he entered that week, he was leading the PGA Tour in strokes gained approach. Yeah. And that's really calmed down. He's had a couple of bad weeks, a couple of average weeks, and he has not been performing in that category the way that he was throughout most of the beginning of the year. So that looks like it's a little better as well. So things are definitely good for Tony Finau. His focus is not on the FedEx Cup. His focus is on a different cup. And a win this week would move him up significantly right back into that conversation.
A win would also, I just absolutely box Justin Thomas out.
You have to think so at this point, right?
Yeah. I mean, how could you not? How could another
missed cut for JT?
Yeah.
You got Brian, you have so many guys who have won. They're in great form. Finau, I don't think, and he hasn't been on that list, but.
No, but you compare yourself to it. You'd compare resumes and you'd have one guy who has missed 6 of his last 9 cuts or whatever. And another guy who's won twice in his last 10 starts.
Right. And his win in Houston doesn't count anything for the Ryder Cup.
Right.
I know it's in Houston last fall, but it's very bizarre because he's in such a good position in the FedEx Cup, projected 9th, and his Ryder Cup projection is not great. And his official world golf ranking has been slipping. Mm-hmm. So it's just a very peculiar situation for him in the Ryder Cup. And I'm glad my name is not Zach Johnson this year.
Tony Finau is going to add another good finish to his 3M Open record, T23, third T28 win in his first 4 trips, the only 4 years of this existence. So he's going to have seemingly the best course history around this place that would be available. Okay, so those are the big names. Greg, I want to do something fun real quick. I got a tweet early this morning, I believe it was, about someone who is very excited about Brandt Snedeker and about how he was in the mix. And they were looking for just a minute on Brandt Snedeker on the First Cut Pod if he went out and had a good day. Now, he didn't. So I can't promise a minute. So 72, he drops 12 spots to T15. How about three words on Brant Snedeker.
Three words. Those don't count. Okay. So Brant Snedeker, it. It's going to be four words.
Okay.
It's all on the putter.
It's five words.
Five words.
Six if you count. It is all on the putter.
Well, I use a contraction.
Right, five words.
It's all on the putter. I mean, you look at what happened today. He loses strokes putting today. And in the first 2 days, he was inside the top 10 on both of those rounds. Even in green both of those days, only hit 10 today. That's the kind of thing that will happen to him. It's cool to see him up on the leaderboard, but he's got to have a hot putter to compete in today's day and age.
It's all on the putter. We'll give him more words and more time the next time he's back in the mix. Show me the odds board, Josh, please. Oh, thank you very kindly. Oh, boy. Well, pretty top heavy. Lee Hodges going for his first career PGA Tour win. Minus 335. Prohibitive. And I can actually say this correctly. Odds on favorite to win the 3M Open. JT Postman, 6.5 to 1. Tony Finau, 8 to 1. The next shortest odds, Keith Mitchell at, not a typo, 60 to 1. So yeah, I think maybe one of the top three guys is going to win, Greg.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, Keith Mitchell at 60 to 1 is 8 back. Aaron Baddeley's
only 7 back.
I don't trust him enough. I love Aaron Baddeley. I'm a big fan. But I've been hurt too many times before. You know, it's like JT Poston or Tony Finau are the only bettable options here.
I actually don't even mind Poston, to be honest with you. I mean,
I actually like Poston.
Yeah, it's 6.5 to 1. Okay, it's 5. We saw Scott Piercy take his shoe on and off and lose a 5-shot lead last year.
Yeah.
This golf course, there are a lot of golf courses where making up 5 is nearly impossible. This is not one of those.
No, it can happen very quickly.
So, and JT Poston's been great, and he's the closest one. I actually, I'm not going to bet it, but I don't mind. It's actually not the worst thing in the world. I mean, there's a difference between -335 at TPC Summerlin and -335 at TPC Twin Cities. And there's just a lot of places you can cough it up around here.
Yes. Yeah. There's a ton. So if you have to get involved here, you go with Poston. He's done everything right. I mean, look, Lee Hodges has played beautiful golf. And this doesn't take anything away. It's just that there's one guy sitting up there and a lot can go wrong. And I think Poston can string together birdies to put a little pressure on him at the very least. And if something happens to Lee Hodges, I think he's the guy sitting there in the event that happens.
Well, in 24 hours, we will know who is the 3M Open champion. And then there will only be one event remaining in the regular season. I believe it's number 44 of 44 next week. Wyndham.
Unreal.
Championship. Can you believe it? So we'll see. Big thanks to producer Josh for all the hard work behind the scenes. Greg Ducharme, available on X/Twitter at the real GFD. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been the First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday, after the Equalizer, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.